Joining us on the phone this morning is Dr. Lisa Irwin, the Vice Chancellor of Student Life. You know, no matter how you feel about it being the first day of school, everybody thinks that we could use at least, I don't know, six more weeks of summer, I suppose. Maybe if the freshmen come out of their new dorms and see their shadow, we get six more weeks of summer. I'm not really sure if that actually works, but there's something about Welcome Week here on the UMD campus that's going to put a smile on your face regardless. Dr. Irwin, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Lisa. I'm going to go with your what I think is going to be a new saying for us. If the freshmen see their shadow, six more weeks
of summer.
I love it.
Yep. I'm liking it.
Yep.
I'm liking it. I think it would be a wonderful plan. Well, the Welcome Week has turned into such a thing. And I got to ask you before we get any further, because I know that I asked somebody this last year, but when you and I, back in the day, went to college, we came with our typewriter under one arm and our stereo under the other, and mom and dad, you know, helped us put the stuff away in our room, and then they said, see ya, and they drove away. And today's freshmen wouldn't think of something so blasé, so kind of unexciting. Where did this fabulous Welcome Week come from, and how do you and I get to go back and get a do-over?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about the do-over part, but there has been a lot of research, Lisa, in what helps students be successful, and I think that's only right. I mean, students and their families invest a lot of money and a lot of time into a college education, so we in higher education over the years have really tried to figure out, well, what are the things that position a student for success? As it turns out, connecting to the university early is one of those things. So college student orientation, and Bulldog Welcome Week is the UMD version of college student orientation, is known to be a factor for success. It allows students to meet others on the campus, and connecting with others is an important part of feeling at home. It allows students to know about their new university and understand what resources are available to them, and it helps them have fun. So all those things are positively linked to persistence and retention.
And to think all I had was a Sunday night house party with the theater majors where we all sang Billy Joel's Piano Man. Oh, so how many new freshmen are we looking at welcoming this week?
Well, those numbers are still coming in. We can say that we're expecting a very great class, right on target in terms of our projections, perhaps even a little bit over that. So that'll be north of 2,000 students. Our residence halls are full, which we're super excited about, and we're ready for this new class to join us. It's just really fun. I think of the academic cycle as one of the best places to work, Lisa. You know, it seems like just a few weeks ago we were celebrating 2,000 graduates crossing our stage at AMSOIL, right? And now here we are, two or three months later, welcoming their successors, the new class of freshmen.
Well, in a sense, when you do work at a university, if you're a teacher's kid, so you're kind of clued into that academic schedule, you know, in a sense, you do. You have a big celebration in the spring, and it's new beginnings with graduation. And then you have another set of new beginnings a few months later as folks begin their brand new academic year. And it seems like a wonderful opportunity for that do-over. And then, of course, if you're not excited about your do-over in September, you get another one in January.
Right.
The more do-overs we can build into the schedule, the better. I like it. When students come to UMD, do you have an idea what their course of study is going to be? Obviously, when you're a freshman, that can change a number of times. But do you have some kind of an idea what these 2,000 students want to study when they show up on campus?
We do. They pre-register in the spring. So in the June timeframe, most new freshmen are coming to campus. And at that point, they are sharing with us what they intend to study. And they're meeting with advisors in the area of study, which is awesome. It's a great way to confirm that choice and learn more about it. You're right, as time goes on, they may indeed change their major. They may discover a new passion. They may discover a new area of study that they really weren't aware about when they registered as freshmen. But yes, we do have a pretty good idea of what their major is when they come in August.
So do you have any Were there any surprises with that, or do you have any surprises at all that perhaps, or any idea that maybe X, Y, or Z is one of our more popular majors, or three of our more popular majors here on campus?
Well, I can tell you that our College of Science and Engineering continues to be where we see a lot of enrollment. There's a great deal of interest in the STEM fields, not only at UMD, but across the nation, and so that continued, those majors in engineering and other science areas continue to be very strong areas of enrollment for us. In addition, our Leibovitz School of Business continues to see an uptick in terms of enrollment and interest as well.
Well, and of course, here at KUMD, we're pretty excited about the new journalism major, and we're hoping that we're going to be able to, I'm planning to set a few leg hold traps outside the radio station, and we're hoping that we're going to be able to get some of those new journalism students to join us and be part of our KUMD news team that we're so proud of.
And not only that, you'll see students who discover that as a passion and over time join the ranks later.
The leg hold traps work. I'm pleased with it. I think, you know, recruiting wise, it's really not a bad idea. So, Dr. Irwin, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's always great fun to talk with you.
Thanks, Lisa. Have a wonderful move-in day.
Dr. Lisa Irwin is the Vice Chancellor of Student Life. She joined us this morning to kind of help us kick off Bulldog Welcome Week on campus right here on 103.3 KUMD.